You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, May 28th. I'm Nick Chizinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.3%. That's how much U.S. orders for durable goods unexpectedly fell in April. Economists on average had been anticipating an increase of close to 1%. But there's more behind that number. Durable goods orders data are closely watched because they're seen as a decent proxy for business investment. They include orders for things like vehicles and airplanes, industrial machinery, computer equipment, and other goods meant to last at least 3 years. Despite the headline decline in April, a key subset of the data showed a much stronger economy. Economists like to zoom in on orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft. That leaves out more volatile military and transportation categories. And by that measure, durable goods orders jumped a better than expected 2.3% in the month, their best gain since last August. The next number up is 37%. That's how much Best Buy's same-store sales soared in the first quarter. That refers to the change in revenues in all of the electronics retailers' locations that were open the same time last year. It was more than 50% faster growth than Wall Street had been expecting. The pandemic has been good for Best Buy's business. Americans living, learning, and working from home have relied more than ever on their personal electronics and appliances. Stimulus checks filled consumers' wallets, and many people sprung for new electronics from Best Buy. Management now expects same-store sales growth to decelerate in the remainder of this year, but to remain positive. Previously, it had been forecasting a decline from the pandemic-boosted quarters in 2020. Our last number is 15. That's how many months it has been since the cruise industry essentially shut down. Now, all three of the major U.S. cruise companies are on the cusp of restarting regular voyages next month. All adult passengers and crew will be required to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 to board. Cruises will depart from ports in Florida and Alaska. The opposite of Best Buy, the pandemic has been a nightmare for Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Lines, and Carnival. This year will be a transition year at best. It will be many more months before cruises resume their pre-COVID frequency. And all three of the cruise lines had to take on significant amounts of debt during the pandemic to stay afloat, with no revenue. That bill will weigh on the industry's earnings for years to come. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, May 28th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Tuesday. Have a great long weekend.